Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now it is Black History Month. Well, it's a celebration of the African diaspora. It's been running in America and Canada since the 1970s. Their Black History Month is in February. And the only place outside of there that marks it is Britain and Ireland. And it's Black History Month in October. And to mark the month, TikTok Ireland is showcasing leading Black and Irish artists who use their platform, and I'm joined in the studio by two of the artists. We have F.A., who's a Dublin-based bedroom pop artist. That's a yes. You're nodding. That's a correct description.
You got it right.
And Femi is here as well. He's a music producer, a musician, and dude, I'm assuming, given the messing you've been doing during the advert. F.A., let's get to know you first of all. You're 24, like Emma Quirk, who we were just talking to. Mm-hmm. I understand you were born in Nigeria. You came here, you were a baby.
Yeah, I was 1 year old. So I've been living in Ireland all my life, yeah.
Your memories are all Irish.
Literally,
100%. And where is home now and who's there?
I live in Tala.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Yeah, with my family. So with my mum and my four other siblings. So it's a loud house. It's very loud.
What do they make of your dreams, your four siblings?
They don't know what's going on. I feel like they saw me on Other Voices.
Femi, please, host.
And they saw me on Other Voices a couple of days ago on the television, and they were like, oh, this is what you do. So, they're finally getting it. I feel like it won't really click till like I have a song with Beyonce or something.
That's the bar.
Honestly, that's the bar is so high.
It's a very mean family.
Yes.
Your typical Nigerian family.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
And Femi, your home is Raheny in North Dublin, side of things.
Yes.
You're 22.
I'm 22 indeed.
And you were quite a messer in school, I believe.
Yeah, I was. I was quite a tosser in school.
That's not an accusation, but this is your own kind of story. But music was the settler.
Music was a big settler. I had two music teachers that really kind of like shaped them, kind of gave me a reason that, oh, I love doing this. Because I always had like an interest in music. Then I had my sixth class teacher, his name was Mr. O'Connor. I can't remember if his first name was Sean. It was Sean O'Connor, I'm not sure, but he'll
always be Mr. O'Connor to
Mr. O'Connor to me, But he was like a traditional Irish player.
Yeah.
So he'd be playing like I think he played the fiddle. Yeah, he played the fiddle or I can't remember. But I'd always...
And suddenly your brain lit up.
Yeah, my brain, brain lit up.
This is doing something for me.
Yeah, he'd be like on TV when I come home from school, and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to do that. And then when I went to the first year, I had a teacher called Kira Siu. Miss you. So she was a music teacher and she just kept me out of trouble. She was like, Femi, you're quite like stupid. Like, you're doing a lot of stupid things.
She didn't really say that word for word.
Like, basically said that to me. Here, come into the music classroom and stay here, because she knew I could sing. So, like, that kind of just kept me out of a lot of trouble. Like, I actually started like falling in love with it. I was like, oh, this is real fun. I'll just calm me down.
And what was it? You learned guitar then?
Yeah, I taught myself guitar on YouTube.
Isn't it incredible the differences teachers can make in your life?
It's actually insane.
Yeah. Like, it's actually really insane. Like, I'm like, those two were like, I think if I didn't have them, I don't think I'd be doing music. Yeah, it was empty.
And so you managed to get through school there and you went to BIM, which is very well known, a music college in the country. But I mean, did you do a year there that you didn't find it was for you? So
I did like barely of a year and...
Barely, that kind of structured education just doesn't suit you.
I was just like, oh, I don't like this. I was like, I kind of like, I just like doing my own thing. Kind of like, I like music. I might as well teach myself. I did teach myself. I was like, let me just see how far I can go with it.
So Kira Steed was the teacher, was instrumental to use a terrible, terrible
Kira
pun.
See you.
It was Kira See you. Is it? See you.
Yeah. Okay. S-I-E-W.
And Femi is spelled F3M and 3 I's.
Yes, indeed.
So, what's going on there?
Right. So, my name is Femi, and like, I just wanted the name on Instagram. I was like,
and the problem is, Femi is a very common Nigerian name.
Extremely. Okay.
It's short for something, is it?
Or so the full name, well, there's different like Femis, like mine I have is Oluwa Femi, so that's a Yoruba name, so that means God loves me, and like Femi by itself means like to love, or if you want to say like you want to like marry somebody, you're just like, I can't, wait, I'm not really fluent in the language, but from what my mum has been telling me is that if you want to propose to someone, it was like, I can't remember the sentence, but Femi means to marry. Like, so.
Really?
Yeah, okay. By itself. So by itself, Femi means like, or to marry, or to love.
Stressful name to be.
It's a stressful name.
That's Mum Ellen, who's trying to get you to learn the language, does she? Or maybe she doesn't.
Oh, no, she doesn't try.
But she's teaching you things.
She's teaching me things, teaching me a lot of things.
F.A., since you've devoted your soul to TikTok, which is where musicians have to go.
Yes.
Where there's no value in privacy in social media, as we know. Mm-hmm. Your life story in terms of music.
Mm-hmm. Me? Wow. I was doing like talent shows when I was younger. I always thought that I'd be like the next Beyonce, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then eventually went to college, kind of like pushed like music to the side. But then hop back in because I was like, I just enjoy creativity as a whole, and then started making music with my best friend, and that's kind of how like I started like really making music and started posting on SoundCloud, and then eventually posted on Spotify, and it was like received really well, and then it's just kind of all happened from there, honestly.
And what has happened since there?
Oh, a lot.
big followings on social media.
Sorry?
Big followings on social media and gigs,
yeah,
isn't it? And
yeah, just a lot making of gigs,
bringing your music out there.
Yeah. So being able to like tour with like Paolo Nutini, like Still Woozy. Done my own headline show, did Glastonbury and all of that, and like Longitude and EP and whatnot. So it's been crazy, honestly. Yeah,
I mean, Glastonbury must have been something else.
That was insane. That was quite scary. Yeah, it was really scary.
Since we're talking about your music, we asked you what would kind of, you know, give us a flavor for the sort of thing you do.
Yeah.
You tell us a little bit about this. We'll play a little bit of it. You Say That I'm Crazy.
Yes, that's the next single. It's coming out.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is brand new.
Yeah, we're this is brand new. No one has heard this.
A little taste.
Everyone on the... You guys are so...
You know what that does? It really matches your kind of the look as well that you have on
Amazing.
Instagram. Because there's lots of bright colours.
Yes.
A pastel, kind of a merry place, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like this song is very, like, you can imagine. It's a visual song, if that makes sense.
Yes,
like,
you know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I've seen your images and everything on social media. Can you describe to people unfamiliar? Because mm-hmm. you're responsible not only for the music, but your own look, styling, everything. You have to do everything nowadays.
I can't afford to get a stylist. I can't afford.
Not yet.
Soon, very soon. So yeah, definitely. I think I'm just I just love creating. I'm on Pinterest like 24/7. I love it so much. So I just love...
The visual one, isn't it?
Yes.
The whole imagery and so on.
Exactly. I just love just making stuff, and it's just like a passion. So I'm glad I'm able to actually like do it and like bring my ideas to life.
And you know, I was watching there when we're playing the clip of music, and the traditional Irish thing would be to be mortified by, mm-hmm. It's my thing. Whereas you're part of that generation, both of you now, mm-hmm. aren't you, that are kind of like, no, we're very proud of what we've done. We've got this kind of
I feel like you have
newfound
to be.
Confidence.
You have to be.
We saw it with our stars at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And there was kind of an acceptable swagger.
Instead
of going, oh, God, I'm so sorry, I'm good at this.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
And Femi, we asked you, we're going to play Lost Without Maria.
Yes.
Tell us about this before I give people a sample of it.
Yes. Do I need an explanation?
Well, I saw online you saying that if you like Frank Ocean or Childish Gambino, you're going to like what you do, what Femi does.
Yeah. I say this one's more of your kind of like an 80s like pop song.
Oh.
Or something like that. It's kind of like, yeah, I say so.
Lost Without Maria, here's a little bit of it. Yeah, that gives us the idea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're enjoying that as well. What is this confidence about? It's a music career. Okay, you're both at it, working extremely hard.
Yes.
Femi, I know you were gigging in Limerick, were you, over the weekend? Or heading to Limerick and Belfast? Previously. You've done those gigs. But is music a career? Is it a realistic career now, a pathway for you?
Yeah.
That's the question.
I've been full-time at it for like over a year. Mm. Over a year now. So I've been full-time. And it's something that, like, that I do, like, vision myself to, like, for my whole life. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like a short-term thing or a hobby.
Yeah.
Especially from last year, I kind of changed from a hobby to, this is kind of like, I'm actually able to kind of live off this.
Wow.
And then now it's kind of flourishing into more things. So I see it as like a lifelong thing.
It may not just be music. Someone's just WhatsApp saying, can you please ask Femi to set up a YouTube channel reading bedtime stories for grown-ups? What a voice.
Oh, wow. That's
just your speaking voice.
Thank you.
And two superstars, says another. I think it's Marina says that as well.
Thank you, Marina.
So you're also confident, aren't you?
Your family
aren't going to let you away with it.
I wouldn't even say I'm confident. Like, for 2 years I was full-time music, but now it's kind of difficult to be able to like make a living off of just music, so I am working on the side and just to be able to live and not feel like I'm struggling constantly. But like the job that I have is in the creative field, kind of, so it still aligns. So
and in social media, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yep. So it just aligns, and it teaches me stuff as well and how to like promote myself on social media.
Yeah, I'm here on traditional media. We get paid to show up.
Yeah,
you have to put out your content for free. You have to kind of work for free, don't you? And it costs money to create all of this.
So much money. Too much money.
Too much money. TikTok
is important. They're pushing you now at the moment.
Yeah.
But they make money out of content creators. Do you make money out of TikTok, or is that just in America at the moment?
I don't think Ireland has the accessibility
creator
for that.
Fund?
Yeah, creator fund. I think it's just Ireland that just doesn't have it.
Yeah.
In terms of the numbers, is that what you're saying?
No, to apply for it.
TikTok do pay some artists in America, but not currently
not in
here.
Ireland.
Yes, not here. Despite having their European headquarters here. Maybe we're dropping some hints.
What's going
because,
on?
I don't know.
How did TikTok choose you as a celebration of Black History Month to push you guys? Do you know how that came about? Or?
No.
It's just magic powers.
Just
big company.
Just
chosen ones.
Yeah. Someone manager texted me like, "Are you going IT?" I was like,
"So they're using the algorithm to promote you. Is that what they're doing?"
I have no idea.
I really hope so.
I mean, yes. yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
We love TikTok.
Yeah, engagement has gone 100%.
Yes, 100%.
Up.
Yes. Averaging 10 billion views per second.
Honestly, I got like 300 billion not too long ago, actually.
Yeah, wow.
The push has been insane.
You know, like, thank you guys for. Yes, we thank you, honestly.
I feel like a YouTube channel has just been set up. Sarcastic. F.A. and Femi just being sarcastic. Okay, so what's coming up next for you? F.A., you are buzzing for your headline show, which is happening when and where? Tell us.
It is happening in November the 8th in Academy.
Good venue. Amazing venue.
I am putting everything into this. I'm going to get set design for it. I'm going crazy. And also in London on the 12th in Colours. So if anyone is heading to London, 12th of November,
that's
going to
be a big week in your life.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I hope the family and Tala are going to it.
Oh, they are not. They're staying home.
How do they expect you to be successful if they don't get tickets for the show?
Don't worry, they'll see when I'm in my Lamborghini, they'll know.
Everybody look up the Academy, 8th of November, that's going to be a good show with F.A. And it's spelled E-F-E-F-A-D-A. Very important. And Femi.
Yes.
This is your plug. Go for it.
My plug. What I am up to.
You're doing an album, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm actually working on
an
album.
I feel like I'm managing you now here.
Yeah, I like this. No,
you're doing an album and the Cork Jazz Festival.
Yes, Cork
remember.
Jazz Festival. on the Saturday, the 27th, I'll be there.
Yes, that's the October Bank Holiday weekend.
Yes.
Look out for Femi, and you can find you online. F3MIIII, various eyes, and yes. FA is a little easier to find.
Yes.
On TikTok and Instagram, so. Yeah. Pinterest, everywhere. Listen, thank you very much. Happy Black History Month. Is that a thing you can say?
Yes, of course. Happy Black History Month.
We're proud of you.
All year.
Okay? Even if your family won't be until you're with Beyonce and the two. One more break before we go.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.
We're nearly out of time, but Femi, while you're still here, that teacher in sixth class was Liam O'Connor.
Ah.
Mr. O'Connor, the trad musician. And people are telling us, you've got to play the two tracks in full tomorrow. And kudos to FA and Femi, and good luck to you both, is what they're saying. And we will find a track and replay, because we didn't have time today. So apologies for that. But we have to go now. Claire Byrne is coming up next. Keep in touch with us, oliver@rte.ie. We'll take your emails anytime, sure, and we'll chat again Tuesday. Have a lovely Monday, Slán.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.